We had 10.8 million head, which was 4% above a year ago. Producers placed just under 1.8 million head in feedlots during June, which was 16% above a year ago. They marketed just under 2 million head during June, which was 4% above a year ago. Quarterly, we get the number of animals on feed by sex. And in July 2017, the number of heifers and heifer calves on feed was 3.9 million head, which was 11% above a year ago. It does represent about 35.6% of the total numbers of animals on feed, which is about 2 percentage points above the proportion of heifers on feed during 2016.
And Shagum, who said the report was rather bearish, explains why we are seeing the rise in placement numbers.
Drought conditions in the northern plains, which likely is resulting in a larger number of animals being taken off of grass due to the lack of availability of forage and being put into feedlots.
And Shagum also gives us some of the key numbers in Friday's USDA mid-year cattle inventory report.
The report this year indicates that on July 1st, 2017, there were 102,600,000 cattle and calves in the U.S., which was about 4% above the 2015 number. There were about 7% more beef cows at 32.5 million head and about 1% more milk cows at 9.4 million head. There was an indication that compared to 2 years ago again, the number of heifers being retained for beef cow replacement was down about 2% at 4.7 million head. Heifers retained for milk cow replacement were about even with 2 years ago at 4.2 million head. The one number we do have which we can make a comparison of to 2016 is the U.S. calf crop, which for 2017 is estimated at 36.3 million head, which is about 3% above a year ago.